Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, Brian Mitchell, today is Thursday, July 22nd. You know what starts tomorrow, July 23rd?
Payday. What?
I don't even think it's payday. Isn't it usually the last Friday of the month?
I don't think you know much about being paid.
Yeah, tomorrow is payday.
You get paid twice a month, dude.
Okay, good. I'm excited about that then. Tomorrow, besides being payday, I believe, Mullins, correct me if I'm wrong, is the opening ceremonies for the 2020, although they're 2021, Olympic Games in Tokyo.
This is an opening ceremony? I already saw the golf.
Good circumstance.
Oh, okay. All right. I got you.
I was informed yesterday of someone that is on the United States men's Olympic basketball team.
And his mom was, so they wanted to make sure they get
I don't mean this. I'm not trying to, like, take shots at anybody here.
Well, you actually taking shots.
Perhaps I am. How in the hell is JaVale McGee on the U.S. Olympic basketball team?
Because all the guys that play his position before him did not want to play.
If you can explain this, call in. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067.
He just needs somebody. He needs a rim protector. He's done that well over the last year or two.
On what planet is he an Olympian?
Planet Earth. As soon as it tips off, he's already in it. He shouldn't be there. There are a lot of people better than him, but he's one of the willing. A lot of these players today, the stars, they don't want to play. They don't want to do the extra stuff.
He was on two teams this year. I guess he got traded, or hell, he might have gotten cut and signed by somebody else. I don't know. He's averaging the last 3 years. He's averaging 15 minutes a game.
Mm-hmm.
He's barely playing.
That's what he's going to do in this game too. But when he goes in, he brings you some effective minutes, JP.
Sometimes, but then he also runs the wrong way down the court.
He wasn't on Shaq and the Fool this year.
This year?
I don't think he did.
Listen, if we have to look at all of Ryan Fitzpatrick's resume, we got to look at all of JaVale McGee's resume.
It's just like if they had a football team in the Olympics, and Pat decided he didn't want to go, and Tom said he didn't want to go, and Aaron said he didn't want to go, and you know, and then Herbert didn't want to go, and Allen didn't want to go. And then all of a sudden, they get to Ryan, and he's like, I'll play. He's an Olympian because he played. The other guys don't want to play. You know, and I think, it's their right, because Olympics has always been about, let's get the amateurs out there. Now you have these guys who sign these multi-million-dollar deals to play for a team. And then you tell them, we want you now to come and be patriotic and go play on this for us. And they're starting to get paid now, but they don't get paid anywhere close to what they normally get paid to do it.
No.
And a lot of them are like, I'm not going to risk myself
injuries
for that.
Stuff, sure.
And then some of them just like, to hell with it, I'm not playing.
And that, kids, is how JaVale McGee ended up going to Tokyo for the Olympics. I believe he took Bradley Beal's spot when Beal popped for COVID.
Yeah.
I don't know if Beal popped for COVID or contact tracing or what.
Whatever it was, but the thing of it, they don't even play the same position. So that, what are they, just the next player up?
So for a dude like Beal to pop either for COVID or contact tracing, whatever it was, the overwhelming odds are that he hasn't been vaccinated then, right?
No, not the overwhelming odds.
Because I know you can still get it if you're vaccinated.
It was another young lady, I think, who was fully vaccinated who still tested positive.
Okay.
And like right now, I just saw yesterday, I think 75, 76 athletes that are there have tested positive.
That's crazy. You think they're going to be able to get through this?
I think they are hoping they can, but I think a lot of people will take the, if you had to bet yay, nay, I think it would be more bets on nay.
That's crazy. I mean, I hope they do. We'll see. So I'd like to, I'm going through the roster of the USA basketball team, and I wonder if they're even the favorite because they've been losing. They lost to Nigeria. I think they lost to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So Bam Adebayo, who I like a lot, on the he's still on the Heat.
Yeah.
He's a Kentucky guy. Devin Booker, Kentucky guy. Kevin Durant, Washington, D.C. Jeremy Grant, Bowie, Maryland, DeMatha High. Did not go to University of Maryland like I would have preferred. Went to Syracuse.
I'm a pull for the local people. I'm a pull for the whole team,
though. I'm saying, so we've got two Olympians from our area, Durant and Grant. Draymond's from Michigan. Drew Holiday's from L.A. Zach LaVine is from Seattle, Washington. Dame time. Oh, we got Dame going. We're going to win. Dame is from Cali. JaVale McGee. Listen to this list of players and tell me which one doesn't belong. Ready?
Go ahead.
Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton, Jason Tatum, and JaVale McGee.
I'm going to go with D, JaVale McGee.
I mean, what are we doing here?
I just explained it to you, JP.
All right. Give me the caller on line one. I need better than a rim protector. There's better players out there. Hello, sir. Why is JaVale McGee on the Olympic
guys.
Team?
Fantastic stuff as usual. Why? Because just like Brian said, at the end of the day, it's kind of like the last of the best of the last of the bunch. And you got goaltending, which is, I believe, more allowable to a degree in the foreign game or the FIBA game. And then also, he's been more productive since he, joined LeBron out there. So hopefully he will not run the opposite way, nor throw or score to the opposite basket. So we should be okay.
We'll see, dude.
Can you, like, you back in the day when we saw the Olympics, you were thinking this is the best of the best.
They've gone from the dream team JaVale McGee.
Now we're saying we hope he don't run the wrong way and score in the wrong basket.
What are we doing out here?
Oh man!
I heard that. So I was listening to PFT's podcast, Part of My Take, and they talked about JaVale McGee being on.
Did PFT lose his mind?
It stinks that Beal's not on the roster, right?
It does.
Because it would have been fun. He's a great player. But listen to the Wizards players in the Olympics, our former Wizards players. JaVale McGee. And here's the thing. You know how you're seeing more and more people like if JaVale McGee's father was from the Netherlands, and JaVale McGee was going to be on the Netherlands basketball Olympic team. Mm-hmm. Sure, makes good for him. That's great. But the American basketball team, we invented this damn game. The dude ran backwards the wrong way.
His mom was Olympian, wasn't she?
He is athletically incredibly gifted. But goodness gracious.
We're hoping he played like she did when she went.
Isak Bonga is on the German national team. Okay. Rui is dropping buckets for Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Jan Vesely playing for the Czech Republic. And Lamphill and I kind of got into it on this.
No, I would have to believe that there's some people better than him.
I think the Czech Republic can play some hoops. Because
they can't.
Eastern Europe, they play basketball over there.
But Jan just couldn't play when he was here.
I mean, do you remember how bad he was at shooting free throws? He made JaVale he would make Giannis's free throw woes look like.
I mean, Giannis missed one free throw in the championship game.
I know.
I'm just saying. Giannis pulled out the Shaq. When it counts, I make them.
Certainly. You know who else could do that way back, going way back? Dennis Rodman. Just completely didn't care about free throws.
Yeah.
And then late in the finals game, he could knock down
but
buckets.
If you go back to when he was in college, he was a scorer. He did all that well. When he got to the pros, he figured, they're not going to let me shoot, so I'm just going to figure out another way. So he was a defensive menace, and he was unbelievable rebounder.
Two former Wizards on the Czech Republic national team. Jan Veselý and Tomáš Satoranský.
Okay.
How about that? I always liked Sato.
Uh-huh.
I think Troy Macker, if anybody follows him, sent me this list. I got one more. The Wizards have two players on the Czech team and two players on the German team. I told you Isak Bonga. Can you remember? Can you figure out the other one?
What was the guy that came here?
I think they might have traded him.
A three-point shooter.
No. How is Bertans not on? Or is his country not qualify? Where's Bertans from? I think he's from
Latvia, isn't he?
Ah. The Latvia Laser.
But who's the other guy?
Mo Wagner.
Oh, Mo Wagner.
Davis Bertans, Valmeria, Latvia. Good call, Cody. Is Latvia in the Latvia men's national basketball team? Do they
have a team?
I think they have a team.
How great would it be if Bertans wasn't good enough to make the Latvian basketball team?
Yeah, what if the Latvian coach is like, nah, we need guys to play defense. We're not taking him.
Yeah. 3-pointers is not going to do it for us.
Well, especially when you don't make them. You can't be a 3-point specialist that doesn't hit enough. So Latvia's in.
So Bertans.
Latvia is in group H.
Wasn't Bertans hurt or something like that?
At the end of the season? I'm going to confess that I don't know if Latvia's in. And it does show that he's on this team. They have this is their leaders. Top performers. I just want to see who's on the roster.
I don't think Latvia's actually in.
Okay, well here's a problem. Much like JaVale McGee has averaged about 15 minutes a game in the NBA for the last couple of years, Davis Bertans is only averaging 15 minutes a game for the Latvian national team.
Wow.
That ain't good.
You're in the NBA, but you're not even considered one of the top guys?
In Latvia.
On your team?
Wow. I don't know much about Latvia, I will confess. Let's go to the phones, man.
I think you do.
You think I'm a secret Latvia expert?
You're a Latvian.
Rob in D.C. Rob, tell me why JaVale McGee is on the Olympic team. Rob, unmute your phone, buddy. Put Rob back on hold, see if we can fix that. Is that Jaime Manassas? Is that my guy, Jaime?
Let's go to Jaime.
Jaime, what's up, man? Jaime sold me two cars this month. Jaime's my dude.
Hey, Jaime.
Thank you so much,
I told him like 8 months ago he was going to be buying those cars. He told me he wasn't.
Jaime knew.
Hey, thank you so much, guys.
If anybody needs a Toyota, go see my guy, Jaime, at Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. He takes good care of you. He's got my sunglasses. You better bring me back my sunglasses, Jaime.
Keep them. They're yours.
Hey, we're going to roll the red carpet for everybody. Thank you so much. Hey, guys, I'm going to try to make some sense about development being an Olympic team. And I think that I know what probably happened. They lost these two games in preseason, and Popovich didn't see any spark coming off the bench. He was trying to turn around these games, and he didn't see any spark. And I tell you what, he's a high-energy guy. I have to give him that. And
he just runs the wrong way sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't deserve, but he's a high energy guy. And I've been watching basketball for 40 years. There's a lot of starters that cannot be bench players, and there's a lot of bench players that are not good at starters. So he's finding roles, and he's trying to see if he can help him out.
All right, man. Appreciate you, Jaime. Thank you for the call. We'll try Rob in D.C. Rob, explain to me.
Hi, yeah, I'm back.
All right, what's up, dude?
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm back. I accidentally hit that mute button. But, yeah, like Beamer said, a lot of those guys don't want to play. So you have to get who's available. It's just simple as that. And my thing is, where's Steph Curry? I mean, they need a guy to shoot them threes, you know, out there because the game is, you know, definitely a three-point shot. That's what the, you know, the Olympics is all about. If you can hit the threes, that's how the U.S. lost those first two games because both of those teams were shooting them threes. And the U.S. doesn't have the defensive perimeter guys out there. They don't have one guy on that team right now that's known for defense. Nobody.
Sounds like the Wizards.
So, huh?
Sounds like the Wizards.
Yeah, that's right. And so you got some help coming with Drew Holiday, maybe Paul George, if a couple of them guys come in that plays a little bit of defense. But the U.S. may be in trouble because the game evolved with a three-point shot and the USA, the defensive perimeter defense,
Rob,
is real weak. And
Rob, hold on. You know how I know they might be in trouble? JaVale McGee is on the Olympic team. That's how I know they might be in trouble.
Yeah, well, I mean, but JaVale McGee will help protect the paint. Without him, if you take JaVale, I mean, well, he's not even on the court now. He can't even get on the court. But all I'm saying is that the perimeter defense of USA is horrible, and that's why they lost those two games. And they should have probably lost the game they just won. That last team, who was it, Australia? Not Australia. The last team they just played.
Argentina.
You know, they were shooting the lights out with the three. So, to me, I don't even know if they're going to win a gold medal. I just don't know. The perimeter defense is real weak. They need to get some defensive rotations going. Okay, fellas.
Thank you for the call. Pop quiz, nobody look it up. Cody, what team does Keldon Johnson play for?
The Spurs.
Boom. Nailed it. You know where he's from? This is his official bio on USABasketball.com.
Was that right?
Yes, you were. I legit had never even heard of this dude.
He said, you nailed it, and you go, was that right? You confused?
Mullins, had you heard of Keldon Johnson until I said his name?
Yeah.
Nope. He's on the Olympic team. Is that worrisome to anyone?
I think which car
I looked up his stats.
Which car mentioned him the other day?
Well,
Miller.
Miller mentioned him?
Yeah.
Okay. Keldon Johnson, last season, he played about 28 minutes a game for the Spurs. I wouldn't classify him as a big scorer. He averaged 13 a game.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on the Olympic team.
See, but this is the thing about it. Like I said before. You have to go. You choose from the willing, not the people that just that plays. The willing. A lot of people don't want to play.
He's from Sterling, Virginia.
Wow.
Right? I never knew that. I wonder if he's like from here, or was just born in Sterling.
What high school did he go to?
Well, Mullins, looking it up right now.
You're Googling him.
I'm trying anyway. History.
Wikipedia.
No, I don't want. Somebody let me know where he's from. Let's go to Grant in Burke. Grant has information on the Latvian national team. Hello, Grant.
How are we doing, guys? Listen to you every day. But
appreciate you, man.
Yeah, so thank you. So the Latvian men's 5-on-5 team didn't make it in, but the 3-on-3 team made it in.
Wait. Hold on a second. Grant, listen.
Yeah.
I listened to the Junkies this morning, and they got duped by a caller. I will not be duped by you, sir. Basketball is a game played five on five. What the hell are you talking about?
There's 3-on-3 competition this year. It's the first time they're doing it.
The Olympics has a 3-on-3 basketball tournament?
JP.
Look it up.
They're breakdancing in the Olympics now.
Yeah, that's true.
What?
Surfing.
Yes, breakdancing. You probably could go and get a gold medal.
So did he at least make... Did my guy Bertans at least make the 3-on-3 Latvian team?
No, there's like a professional league in Eastern Europe, and it's a 4-man, 5-man team. So he's not on that. And him and Porzingis and Crouch used to play for, I think, the Nets. I forgot where he was in San Antonio for a little bit. Those three never play on the national team. They're just over here pretty much year-round other than the summer. So they never end up playing for any of the national team games.
Did the U.S. make the 3-on-3 tournament?
I actually don't know if they did.
What the hell is going on out here?
We only have Ice Cube's league.
I'm not 100% on that. I just know what. Yeah.
So Latvia's in, and we're unsure if the U.S. is?
Did the U.S. Yes. even put a three-on-three team out
Dude,
there?
If we got JaVale McGee on our regular team, who the hell are we lining up for the three-on-three team?
Yeah, exactly. Probably somebody from the big three.
A couple of your friends from over there when you grew up.
We'll get Truck out there. Truck had good handles for a big man. Thank you for the call, Grant.
What word did you just use? Had.
Yeah. The last basketball team I played on, where we won the Montgomery County D-League title, I'll have you know, we were called the Has-Beens. And that was about probably 15 years
ago. So you say the D-League? So it got to be worse than the G-League.
Oh, yeah. This is way worse. Cody, can you investigate if the U.S. is in the three-on-three Olympic?
They're not.
Was there qualifying and we didn't qualify? Or did they not, like, send a team? Do we know?
I don't think we really invest a lot in that because the only league I know three-on-three league is Ice Cube's league, right?
You're telling me we couldn't send out today Allen Iverson, Kevin Garnett, and Stephon Marbury and win?
The question is, do they want to play?
I bet those dudes that aren't playing anymore would come back out to try to win. Because don't those guys play in the big three?
Let me ask you a question. We're going to break this down just a little bit. Whenever you slip away and you have some drinks and all, you go out, then you try and do a little workout, how hard do you breathe?
Pretty hard.
How hard do you think those three guys you just named going to be breathing?
They're playing Davis Bertans' backup from Latvia.
I don't care. They still have to get up and down and move around and
shoot.
Not
3-on-3s, half court.
This 3-on-3 team is abysmal. They are horrible.
Let's hear it.
Robbie Hummel is probably the biggest name.
Is that the guy from Purdue like 22 years ago?
Yeah.
I think he was in college when I was.
Yeah. Dominique Jones from Fort Hays State University. We've got Joey King from Minnesota and Kareem Maddox from Princeton.
That's the national 3-on-3 team?
Basically, it's me, you.
It's the four of us.
Mullins.
Three of them are over 30 years old.
What the hell is going on in the world? Give me Iverson, Marbury, and Garnett, and they will smoke all these teams.
And I will put all my money I have against it.
You'd put your money on Latvia against Iverson, Marbury, and
those
Garnett?
Guys are probably playing on a consistent basis, and I know for sure those three guys you just named are not playing nothing on a consistent basis.
Mike Tenier, Football Outsiders, will join us next on 106.7 The Fan. But right now, you're listening to me. Yeah, it's J.P. Finley. You've heard B-Mitch talk for months about Paul Henry and the great work Paul Henry's window installation did at his house. Well, now I got Paul working with me. He's doing great work for us. I'm looking forward to, I believe, we're going to see Paul next week down in Richmond. Can't wait to catch up with him and just talk to him because he does honest work at good prices. You don't find that everywhere. Don't delay. Call Paul Henry's this month to receive 10% off Softlight windows and Marvin windows with a 5-window minimum and 10% off Provia doors. Paul is installing Provia doors at my home. They're awesome. Mention my name, JP Finley, and you get an extra 5% off. You get up to 15% off. What are you waiting for? 540-359-6842. Contact Paul Henry's window installation today. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. You're clear. Home improvement choice.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout,
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What up? We're back. Not wasting any time. Let's get right to the BetQL guest line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Time to talk to Mike Tenier of Football Outsiders. Make sure you get on Football Outsiders. Their Football Outsiders Almanac for the 2021 season is available now. Check them out at FB Outsiders and download the Almanac. Mike, what's going on, man? Thanks very much for taking the time to join us.
Hey, greetings from Louisville, Kentucky, home of Football Outsiders headquarters. I'm talking to you from outside of a restaurant called Biscuit Belly, and I think I know what I'm getting for lunch.
Well, sounds pretty good.
You're in Louisville. You're probably having some bourbon, too.
I've had a little bit of bourbon, and maybe I'll be having that for lunch as well. But right now, I'm as sober as somebody can be after 3 days in Louisville.
Man, Louisville's not a city for the sober either, so no, good not. For you.
No, they got that Louisville coffee here where they want to put it in your coffee at 7:30 in the morning. Delightful, but dangerous.
Definitely dangerous. Mike, we had Aaron Schatz on the program last week, and we were talking about kind of expectations for the Washington football team. They're the biggest team in town here. I'm curious how you think Washington will fare this fall. Big picture, and then maybe we'll dive in on some positions.
Well, you know, I think it's a little bit of what we saw last year in that we're anticipating an excellent defense, a pretty strong special teams overall, and we have questions about the offense. We think the offense will be a little bit better, but it's hard to project it making a big leap forward. That said, win the division last year because nobody else in the division could get out of their own way. Football Outsiders Almanac has the Cowboys doing what they probably should have done last year, which is getting out of their own way, winning the division. Giants and Eagles still being a mess, and Washington kind of being in that wild card conversation, trying to get into that position where they get a little over 500 and make their way in.
What is it that make you think the Cowboys are going to win? Now, their defense was horrible last year. I understand getting Dak back, but we don't understand where he's going to be. That offense is loaded, but that defense, how are they going to get back?
Yeah, that defense is a mess. You get Dak back. Wide receivers are loaded. They're getting their offensive linemen back. People forget that they didn't have Tyron Smith, Zach Martin last year. That all comes back. So on defense, they changed coordinators. Nolan's defense, it never took on. Guys were confused about their roles, et cetera, et cetera. You look at the talent there, and the talent there is okay. I'm not saying that this is Washington's defense by any stretch of the imagination, but you look at the talent they have with Dan Quinn coaching them and say, can this defense hold opponents under 24 points? And in a typical week, the answer is yes. I think they got good players like Tank Lawrence. They bring in Micah Parsons at linebacker, some good guys in the secondary. If they can take teams around 24 points, they're going to be winning a lot, 31-24, 34-24 games with that offense, and that projects to being able to kind of walk away with the division potentially.
So coming back to Washington, do you have any concerns that defensively last year when things started to really go well, they played a lot of terrible or backup quarterbacks?
Yeah, we do. Kind of the same thing. The Steelers. The Steelers have the best defense, and you look at their quarterbacks, and like, holy cow, who are those guys? Washington had a little bit of that. I know there was some Colt McCoy and, you know, Garrett Gilbert, whoever on the schedule. Football Outsiders Almanac accounts for those kind of things and says, yeah, the defense was overvalued probably to a degree because of that. But when you take that out of the statistics, it's still a good, very, very strong defense. It's still a very young defense, and it's built the right way in that it's really strong in the pass rush, has some good bodies in the secondary as well. So I'll tell you, last year they ranked third in our rankings. This year we have them going down to about sixth or seventh in the rankings. That accounts for the fact that they'll probably be facing some better quarterbacks, but that still makes them a top-10 defense, best defense in the NFC East, certainly, and a team that's going to keep a lot of games competitive.
Well, speaking of quarterbacks, the one here is going to be the key to this team, I think, making that step forward or not. Ryan Fitzpatrick, and also there's a lot of talk and a lot of hype about Taylor Heinicke. Looking at both of those guys, where do you see him?
Well, we have very little on Heinicke because he's rarely played. You know, we all saw the one game, and it's like, yeah, he looked kind of okay in a loss there. That's fine. We have years of Fitzpatrick, and what's funny is you take the really great games and the really terrible games of Fitzpatrick, and you put them all together, he kind of comes out as kind of a sort of average veteran starter. He kind of comes out as being an okay player, but one that's sometimes incredibly awesome and sometimes incredibly terrible. So that's what's tricky is what does that mean for Washington? A lot of times you bring that veteran quarterback in with the great defense and say, don't turn the ball over. Don't lose the game. Do what Alex Smith did last year. Throw short. Take care of the ball. Fitz isn't going to do that. You know, Fitz is going to go out there and he's going to crush some teams and he's going to get crushed by some. And I guess that's the question that comes up where. I'll say this. Washington is a team that with that defense could overcome a two-interception game by their quarterback once in a while. Ain't no defense in the world that can overcome 3-4 turnovers from the quarterback each week. It comes down to what Ryan Fitzpatrick does and how that interacts with the Washington defense.
What do you think of the weapons they've added on offense? Curtis Samuel, De'Ami Brown's a guy they drafted. I think they recognized how bad their receiving core was and tried to address it.
Yeah, I think they did, and they got guys who provide a lot of yak and yards after catch. And, you know, we did a lot of number crunching on Samuel. And his yards after catch didn't look that good. He doesn't provide a lot of that. But then we watched the video of it, and they were using him at running back last year, and he's more of a natural receiver. He's a guy who can obviously shake and bake and get yards there. So that's part of it. A big part of it was, really, they were throwing so many horizontal passes there. I don't have to tell Washington fans this. They watched the games. Those passes were always going into the flat. They never pushed the ball downfield. They've got guys who can do both now. They can push the ball downfield with somebody like McLaurin. They can put the ball in the flats with guys like Samuel and Gibson now that he's more more experienced at running back. The key isn't so much how well these guys perform, but how well the entire offense performs and gets the ball downfield. And again, that turns everything back to a very daring quarterback that you have now in Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Well, last year, Logan Thomas had a very good season.
Yeah,
and that was his first, I guess, full-time year playing a whole season at tight end. What are the expectations for him going into a second year being in that same position?
Kind of developing from that, you know, building on that and putting out, you know, a full 17 games of that. And that turns into, you know, one of the better tight ends, certainly in the division or the conference there. There's no reason to be that skeptical about it. I know he's a unique story. You know, we all know he was a converted quarterback. He played in your neck of the woods up there. But, you know, he has been playing tight end for several years now. When we look at both the metrics and we look at the tape of it, he was the guy who really was getting the job done. There's no reason to believe he can't be a very effective receiving tight end.
And earlier we were talking about the rest of the division. I got the feeling you're not high on Giants quarterback Daniel Jones.
No. You know, he throws a really good deep ball, and that's something that you look at and say, oh, yeah, he's throwing deep balls like that. Maybe he can fill in the rest of the games. It's very rare to get better at all the other things, at the short passing, the decision-making, avoiding sacks in year three. The reason why we always say Josh Allen, third-year leap, is because he's the only guy who did it. You know, we wouldn't call it the Josh Allen third-year leap if a guy every 2 years did it. One guy in 25 years did it. So it's rare for somebody like Jones to make that step. It's true they added weapons as well. We're not high on Daniel Jones. We're not high on the Giants' defense. We're just the statistics are not high on the Giants at all altogether.
He was drafted because he was coached by the same quarterback that Peyton was coached by, wasn't he?
Yeah, was Daniel Jones.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got to expect him to be as good as Peyton was. Don't you think?
That's the same reason why Adam Gase is such a good head coach, because Adam Gase got the best out of Peyton when he was in Denver.
That's exactly it. He turned him from a Hall of Famer into a slightly different Hall of Famer.
Right, exactly. So, Mike, I'm always curious when I appreciate Football Outsiders' work. I check the website often. I believe in DVOA as a statistic. You have an interesting job, though, because your stuff is largely objective. You're just compiling numbers and then using that to form your opinions. So
yeah.
I tweeted out, and you and I follow each other on Twitter. I think we're both familiar with each other's work. Whenever I tweet out something negative or you know, showing the Washington football team made a mistake, I get people telling me I'm a hater. So I just tweeted out that you were saying you think Washington looks like a wild card team. And Tyrone Carson on Twitter replied to both of us, "This dude is a hack and a known Washington football team hater." Do teams?
You or me?
I think you. Sorry.
You mean Brian, yeah.
But do you get that from every fan base that you're a hater?
Every single one. I'll get told I'm a Chiefs hater when I've talked about them great. I'll pick a team to win the Super Bowl. I get told a hater. It's amazing. And it's funny like that because you know what it is on Twitter? You only are your last tweet.
Right. That's a great point.
I hope I'm a known Washington hater. I hope I'm known. The word I want is known. And I want to be known in all 32 cities. You can call me a hater. You can call me a fanboy, whatever. Just talk about me.
I never thought you were as a Washington hater, honestly. Like, I mean, you've got a team that hasn't had a playoff win in 15 years. I think it's okay to call them on that. But go ahead, B.
But I just got the mindset, if I say something positive, you don't call and praise me, I don't give a damn what you say when I say something negative. I mean, let's be real. Most people, they sit there and you can say 400 things positive. You say one negative thing and then they go, oh, you're a hater. Well, obviously you don't listen to me, so to hell with what you say or think.
It's the same people on Facebook. You put on there, hey, my daughter got married. Nothing in response. Hey, my house burned down. Nothing in response. Here's my political opinion. You get 7,000 words from you. Like, why should I care about you? You don't really care about my life. You just want to spout off. That's how you treat it. Definitely how you treat a stranger on Twitter.
Hey, Mike, we appreciate the time. We'd like to check back in with you. Maybe we do it a little more frequently as we get closer to football. Tell everybody where to get the almanac, how to follow you, all the good stuff.
Okay, you can get the almanac at Football Outsiders. Go to the site. Become an FO Plus subscriber. It is just $1 a week, and you get us for the entire season. Buck a week, $52 a year through the month of July. You can also get the almanac there. You can also get the almanac if you want a print copy, Amazon.com. And you can follow me, at Mike Tanier. That's at Mike, T-A-N-I-E-R.
Thank you for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Go get that bourbon now.
I'm heading right there. Take care now.
Take care. That's Mike Tanier, Football Outsiders. Give him a follow on Twitter and check out their content. We are now less than 20 minutes away from Bleep You Thursday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In what might be a shocking development to you guys, Brian has a much longer attention span than I do. So we know how B. Mitch likes to watch his Instagram videos, right? Usually he does them during the break. Occasionally he does them during the show.
During the show with the sound on.
They just pop on sometimes.
Just randomly your phone just pulls them up.
Yeah, because so I normally keep my phone on solid and keep the speaker down. And I guess every once in a while when I turn it up, I forget to turn it back down. And then all of a sudden, boom, something wakes up.
We're aware. The listeners are aware. Everyone's aware. But so during the break there, I was finishing my Chipotle and Beamish was watching a video on Instagram. And it was loud and weird and, like, it was loud silence, if that makes sense. It was like a loud, you know when you're in the woods and there's, like, crickets chirping or whatever that noise is in the woods at night?
No, cicadas.
Sure, cicadas, whatever it was. It was, like, loud white noise coming out of your phone. And in my head, I'm like, go to the next video. Go to the next video. Like, what are you doing? Why are you still on this thing? And in my head, that's all I could think of.
It was taking way longer to go to the point.
There was no punchline. There was no nothing.
No, it's supposed to be a punchline, but it never got to.
How long did you stay on that thing? I would have bailed out within 4 seconds.
I stayed on it for like a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
Oh, dude, that is.
But you got to, if you're looking at the video, see, that's the thing. You're listening to the music. I'm actually looking at the video, so that's why it keeps you.
I can. JP, I tend to make a decision.
Sometimes you send a sentence and you don't stay in tune to it.
Correct. Like, the only thing that, you know, in I believe, I don't know this to be true. In bull riding, in like professional rodeo, you're trying to make it 8 seconds on the bull.
Uh-huh.
That's about my attention span. That's probably why I love football so much. How long does an actual football play last? Maybe 5 seconds?
Maybe longer than that.
Not often. I mean, quarterbacks are trying to get the ball out of their hands within 2.5 seconds. Most running plays
they
only go.
They don't throw it for like three to four. All and right. Then when it goes to the person, if they catch it, they run around a little bit. You know, it's weird.
It's incomplete. But a lot can happen. I bet the average football play from snap to whistle is about 6 seconds. That's why it's the sport for me. Lanville, are you surprised to know Beamish has a longer attention span than me?
No, every person has a longer attention span than you.
Person?
Yeah.
Animals?
Child?
All that? Doesn't make a difference.
Remember the time Beamish got into a dance fight with a 7-year-old?
Yes.
And took it very seriously and won?
Hey,
took it very seriously.
She was she tried to show me up. She's talking about, you want some? Yeah, I want some.
He dominated the child in the dance-off, and then he ran in to the clubhouse to let you and I know about
like
it.
Dude, jumped on the radio, jumped on the mic, even though it was an off day, to brag to the millions of people listening to this program that he just beat a 7-year-old girl in a dance contest.
She looked at me and said, that old man can't dance, so I had to show her.
You had to. I'm proud of you.
And whatever dance she did, I did.
Do you think I could have beat her in a dance contest?
No.
I think beating a 7-year-old in a dance-off and then running to the radio to tell everybody about it is the most B-Mitch story ever.
No, the most B-Mitch story ever is punching a horse.
Okay.
The second most B-Mitch story ever is when it was clearly raining outside and he refused to say it was raining.
He said,
you fumble in this weather, you'll get cut. Brian, the conversation's not about fumbling. It's just if it's raining. Is it raining outside?
Every time,
yes or no?
Every time there's some moisture falling out the sky, is that just considered raining to you?
He got in an argument about whether or not it was raining when it was clearly raining.
It was just raining.
It was misting. Misting is not raining in my book.
The rain fight might be the 1 seed. Punching the horse might be the 2 seed.
If it's raining, it's raining. If it's just mist, come on, man.
If it's raining, it's raining.
But misting is not raining.
And all of a sudden,
people understand what I'm talking about.
All of a sudden, we're back in the rain fight. We're back in the rain hole.
Okay. That is why I was successful in the football game. You were.
Absolutely.
Because you thought everything was rain.
and you thought, if I fumble in this weather, I'm getting cut.
Hell yeah.
Dude, so many people ask me, God, you get along with Beamish so well. Like, are you guys really friends? Like, how do you chop it up with him?
I don't like him at all.
He loves me, one. And two, he
why
is...
I got to be loved?
Just he is the exact same person on and off air. He is... What people don't recognize is how generous you are, how funny you are.
Don't tell them all that.
But you are the wildest, most competitive
person. That's going to mess up my rep, dog.
Like, your competitive streak. There is a reason a fifth-round pick from Southwestern Louisiana made it for 14 years in the NFL. It's because you will fight anybody about anything, including a rain fight or a seven-year-old girl in a dance contest or a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you just got to believe in what you believe in.
And it ain't raining because you get cut if you fumble in that weather.
Yeah.
Speaking of believe in what you believe in, it's now time. One of the best segments of the week, every week. Bleep You Thursday. Get your phone calls ready. We're ready to rock. Next, 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!